excited about the changes. We spent a lot of time auditioning new shows.
There are programming changes in the future at KHNS. Haynes High sophomore girls are having a dress sale, a review of winter driving tips, and more. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News. With the new year on the horizon, this is often a time when people begin to think of change, and that's also the case at KHNS. I sat and talked with the program director, Amelia Nash, to see what kind of changes she had planned for upcoming programming.
We're introducing a lot of changes to the new lineup. We're adding an extra hour of music in the form of World Cafe to the weekday early morning lineup starting at 1, and BBC World News will now start at 2 a.m. on weekdays. And weekday programming is going to be different at 10 o'clock. We're introducing something we're calling the 10 o'clock talk block, and that's going to include a lot of public affairs programming, new shows that include Kids These Days, which is a show geared towards Alaskan parents particularly, Native America Calling, and NPR's Talk of the Nation Science Friday, which I know is a very popular program. The changes continue in the evenings. We have a lot of adjustments being made. Our live DJ shows are being moved to 8 p.m. from 9 p.m. So in the evening, your favorite musical programs featuring local voices will be from 8 to 10 p.m. And we're just hoping that that attracts more DJs during the winter months. Performance Today will air Tuesdays and Thursdays now. And that's in an effort to make room for many of the programs that used to air before the live shows. We've tried to streamline the musical genres as much as possible. And for example, we've moved Riverwalk Jazz from the weekend to Monday evenings to fit into the jazz lineup, and just little things like that to make the listening experience make sense in the evenings. On the weekends, we're introducing NPR's It's Only a Game, which is a sports show. And that's going to air at 7 a.m. leading into Weekend Edition. And Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me has been moved to 4 p.m. following Prairie Home Companion. West Coast Live will air from 6 to 8 p.m. in the place of Many Rivers. On Sundays, This American Life is moving to 8 p.m. on Sundays, and we are including a lot of really exciting new shows in that evening block, along with Harry Shearer's Le Show, which is a popular standby. We've got Radiolab and Snap Judgment, so check out the Sunday evening lineup, which is my favorite personally. There's some more changes included, and people can visit the program guide online at khns.org, or I'd be happy to email anyone a copy. Just email pd@khns.org. We also have physical copies available in the KHNS studios in Haynes, and we have a fax machine. Pretty much anything, any way you can get a copy, we'd be happy to make that happen for you. So please let us know.
So how permanent are these changes?
Well, we want to give people a chance to sit with all the changes for a while since they're fairly major. But of course, there's always going to be room for adjustments, and feedback is very important. We just need to stay engaged with the community in order to reflect their needs. So we're planning on making some adjustments in early 2012. And the schedule will continue to evolve indefinitely after that. I think that's my hope. It doesn't have to be major changes. Hopefully, this is taking care of a lot of the changes that might have happened over the last 4 years.
When can we expect to see these changes implemented?
The changes take effect Monday, November 21st, which is next Monday. And we will be airing promos throughout the days and coming weeks to let people know what they can expect from the day's lineup. So stay tuned. We'll be having our DJs reading about the new shows and also having programmed promos in automation. So if you are curious about the evening's lineup and you don't have access to your guide, you'll be able to tune in and hear what's coming up next.
So why are you making changes to the current program schedule?
Well, there haven't been any real significant changes made since 2007. And we'd like our programming to evolve a little bit to maybe better reflect the community at large. And we wanted to include a lot more public affairs programming. That was definitely very important in the new lineup. And we also wanted to open up some spots for the really great new shows that are out there, like Radiolab and Kids These Days. We also kind of needed to address the fact that it's getting harder to attract DJs in the late slot. So we're hoping that this pays off. It's very important to keep those local voices on air.
How do you feel about the changes to the schedule, and what did it take to get these changes worked out?
We're really excited about the changes. We spent a lot of time auditioning new shows and going over the schedule with a fine-tooth comb. And I think every change reflected in the new guide reflects a large amount of staff time and thought that went into just kind of figuring out how we can make it all work.
Why is it that KHNS can't put on any program? I know there are some programs that many of us have heard down south that are nationally syndicated that would be really nice to hear in Haines. What keeps those from getting on the air?
One of the biggest concerns is actually budgetary in nature. We are a small station, and we have a very generous and supportive community. But many of the larger shows you'll hear in syndication require a lot in terms of broadcasting fees. So that's it's something that we always have to be aware of. Branching out can be a little difficult because of finances. But we're always open if you hear of any programs out there, or if you do hear something when you're listening to radio elsewhere or online, please direct any thoughts about new programming my way. I love to hear new shows. I love to listen to them. And, you know, if we can get something on air that really fits and makes sense, then, you know, that should be the goal.
It seems radio follows suit with life. Things are always changing. Keep your ears open for the programming changes coming your way.
My sister does have dresses. This would be a great opportunity to get all of her dresses out of my closet.
There are lots of opportunities for high school girls to buy dresses, but many things could happen. The dress arrives late, it doesn't fit, or the quality is not up to par. Also, after a four-year high school career, the expenses add up.
Girls spend a ton of money on dresses that they only wear one time. There's a homecoming and there's a prom each year. This is my fourth year at school. We haven't had homecoming yet, so I've gone to 6 total homecomings and proms. I don't think I've ever worn the same dress twice. I've spent $20 on a dress, and I've spent $160 on a dress.
I would recommend finding used ones or reusing them. Like this year I'm using a homecoming dress I've already worn, just because why spend $100?
Or buy a dress that you can use again as like a cocktail dress, something later in life.
The Haines sophomore class is hoping to lower the cost of these purchases by selling previously owned formal dresses. If you would like to donate your lightly used prom dresses, please contact the Haines High School before Friday at 5 p.m. Or drop off the dress at Miss Boron's room at 1 o'clock on Saturday. The sale begins at 2. This is Serena Badgley reporting from the Haines High School radio class.
A recent snowfall in Haines, Alaska left AT&T connections down. Students in Haines High School and faculty were unable to access the school internet. I asked some of the students about what they thought about it.
I was trying to access my grades when I first figured out that the school internet was down. When I couldn't access my grades, I'm like, huh, what's going on here?
I didn't really mind, because the only reason I would use the internet at the school is to check my grades or to look up something for school, which I rarely do. So I didn't really mind about that. At first I thought that it was pretty lame that I couldn't check my grades right before midterm, and that was kind of a pain.
Along with the internet being down in the school, cell service also went out. I asked students about what they thought about that.
With the cell service being down, it kind of sucked because we were all snow machining around and we needed to find everybody and so we could all invite people, but we couldn't since we didn't have cell phone service. Well, I had just been out of town for a while, so it really was also just a nuisance because I didn't know if any of my friends had contacted me, and I was supposedly going to go sledding that night, but I couldn't because I couldn't contact anyone because of it.
Reporting for Haines High School, this is James Morgan.
Winter weather is here, and with it comes some dangers on the road. Here are a few tips that may help you stay safer in your vehicle. It's always good to remember that the best advice for driving in bad winter conditions is not to drive at all. If you must drive, it's best to try not to go out until the snow plows have had a chance to do their work, and make sure to allow yourself some extra time to reach your destination. On icy roads, remember that it takes 3 times as much space to come to a stop. Brake gently to avoid skids. If your wheels do start to lock up, ease off the brake. Make sure to keep your lights on and make sure they are clear of snow. On hills, low gears can provide more traction. Take extra care on bridges, as they usually freeze up first. Never pass a snow plow. Equipment drivers have limited visibility, and passing them creates a dangerous situation for both of you. Don't let four-wheel drive, snow tires, or chains make you overconfident. Plenty of cars and trucks with these items still find their way into the ditch. If you do get stuck, don't spin your wheels. It will only dig you in deeper. Turning the wheels from side to side will help clear a bit of snow away from the tires. Use a shovel to clear snow out from under the car and around the tires. Pouring sand in front or behind the tires can help. Use a light touch on your gas to try and ease the car out. If that doesn't work, you can try rocking the car by alternating between forward and reverse. And lastly, those nasty skids. For a rear wheel skid, let off the accelerator and steer in the direction you want the front wheels to go. If you skid left, steer left, and vice versa. Gently pump the brakes unless you have anti-lock brakes, and then just apply gentle pressure. And for a front wheel skid, take your foot off the gas. It might be hard to make yourself do, but don't try and steer until you feel the car gain traction again. This will happen as the car slows. Once you have traction, steer the car in the direction you want to go. Again, the best way to stay safe is not to drive at all, but hopefully these safety tips will help keep you out of the ditch. Safe driving. Special thanks to Sarah Badgley and James Morgan for help with this newscast. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.